The time has come, people. The annual summer tradition, death, taxes, and these two radio legends joining us.
Oh, yeah. A day of debauchery.
Yo. Look at your adoring public. People already calling. I haven't even asked them to. Rico Beard back from vacation.
Yes, Rico.
That's right. With a brand new Spartan hat.
Yeah. Now, do we give Rico a game at some point? I think he abstained the last tournament. Didn't you abstain? Or do we give you a game?
He gave him a game.
Okay.
I'm allowed now.
He doesn't sit here. He doesn't.
Mike?
What? Oh.
Black jobs.
There you go.
fact that David used that while you were gone and said he was creating a new.
Black jobs.
was tremendous. So if you haven't listened over the last like 5-6 years, this is the deal. It is a reprisal of one of these two's greatest bits. It is the idiocy of our audio. It is them formulating a bracket, old callers, new callers, and what audio will reign supreme. So, gentlemen, floor is yours.
It is the drops and sound bites that have transpired over the year for you guys.
I didn't have sex with a porn star.
That is one of them. And then there are four regions. One region is like the group of five. That's just the song region. Oh. So can one song emerge from the group of five and reach the final four against Black Jobs or anybody else? I will say this, and we'll reveal the brackets. Tony will start reading them shortly. But we have installed as the overwhelming number one seed. You know what it is, Mike.
FanDuel right now has -210 and it's on the chair drop.
And it's the first time in bracket history where an inanimate object is, I think, either made the field or could win it.
I still feel threatened.
and that chair is in the dumpster somewhere.
Who did the names of these regions, by the way?
I believe it was Hatchet Fellow, wasn't it? Hatchet and Kenny?
Really? The Wojo Dip region? Really?
Well, there's a song called Wojo Dip right at the top.
That is the group of five. The song.
Okay.
The song region. Now, those two deranged people put it together, and we were just handed the brackets moments ago by the Price Waterhouse accounting firm.
Yeah.
And so we have to reveal it to the public before they can start voting on the games. And do we have to go over the rules again? Probably. Please do. Yeah, it's a 64-team tournament, just like the NCAA tournament. You're given a game at random. You can't sabotage. You can't try to pick the game you want so you can get somebody upset and knocked out of there. We give you a game at random. You pick which you think is the funniest or the best drop or song. If we feel like somebody is just effing around to break up the brackets, me and Stoney have a veto, and then there's a mutual veto.
Between everybody.
Just in case we think someone's just screwing around.
A rabble rouser.
A ruffian.
And we throw that selection away. The game is not
full. That person is never allowed to call again, ever.
And the challenges can only be used the first two rounds. Once we hit the Sweet 16, Katie by the door.
It sure is. And boy, oh boy, I thought last year's Invitational was tremendous. I forget who won last year's Drops in Invitational. God, I should know this. It should be.
I'm ashamed to say I did. The Donald Sterling Invitational.
Yes.
Look at all my beautiful black boys.
The defending champion has.
It was between Mike and Ed O'Neill to play Donald Sterling in the clip show.
I was going to say, little did we know that my stupid imitation would end up being your favorite TV show of 2024.
Yeah, so
Rico's a big clipped fan.
We go from black boys to black jobs.
Right.
We could have
black jobs.
Consistent, at least. Do you think black jobs made the field?
I think it should have.
I think it did. If Hatchet did his job, it did.
Here's my
question. All right, then.
A, if you want to participate in the tournament and not incur a busy signal, now would be the time. 248-539-9797. And as always, Stoney and Wojo have always mixed in a sports question. Now, Rico, with you being back from vacation, this is very appropriate. The Tigers are on fire.
Mm-hmm. Fire.
We want to take a straw poll. And it's two quick questions when people call in to vote.
Mm-hmm.
One is the following. 61 games to go. Are they actually in the wild card race? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
And will they trade Tarek Skubal? Yes or no?
Yes or no? You don't have to go into a big diatribe about either question. Just let's get some answers here.
You can just be like me and say, no.
No.
I was about to say, that's where I'm at with no.
And no, they're not in the wild card race. It looks great on paper. You're getting closer to 500. But when you look at the other teams, they're actually better than you.
Yeah.
And as far as Scooble, I don't think this. I don't think that Harris has the balls to do it.
No, I don't think Baltimore has the balls.
I agree.
I think Harris Baltimore actually does.
Yeah,
I think Baltimore will because I think Baltimore wants a title and they don't care.
Show me the offer before I start talking about balls.
Right.
But no, I do agree with Rico in this one regard, and then we'll get into the tourney. You have a 37-year-old first-time team president and a first-time GM. This is not Theo Epstein. This is not Dave Dombrowski. This is not Brian Cashman.
No.
Balls.
Thank you. This is not the type of front office where you're going to make that move. Because you're taking your career in your hands by doing
it. But because of whatever the reason he screwed up at the deadline last year, I think it makes him more inclined to do it.
Ooh.
All right. Yeah. 248-539-9797.
Are you going to be able to pace yourself, Ojo?
Excuse me, what?
This is going to be your longest show of the year.
I was very nervous until the little Kenny Cott guy came running in. We got pizza.
Well, we always cater.
I know, but I was getting nervous.
I wanted to make sure you guys are good. Plus, I will tell you, Woji.
Yeah.
Stoney was kind enough to work last week. Rico's World Tour Part 2. There is a Part 3 coming up in a few weeks. Stoney was here every day. Do you know he ate pizza 4 of the 5 days?
Oh, that's...
Mike Stone is a maniac.
That's a shocker.
Mm-hmm. It's stunning. Stunning.
That's a big surprise.
Okay.
Here we go.
Do you want to preview the, as what is it? Greg Gumbel always says, the corporate champions. Do you want to do the one seeds preview?
Oh, I don't think we need to do that. No.
We'll start at a region and we'll say what they are, and David will.
Oh, we're not going to preview the 4-1 seeds?
I thought it was going to be like the corporate champions brought to you by Coke Zero.
Let's do that because the fans are watching on TV. At least tell us who the one seeds are.
That's right. YouTube and Twitch. Hello.
Yep. All right, so can Hatchett reveal the number one seeds? There are four regions. We do have the Mike Chair region, and oddly enough, this is the number one seed. Mike Assaulting Furniture.
Mm-hmm.
The next region is the Kenny Fire Iserman region.
Fire Steve Iserman.
That's the top seed.
That's the top seed.
On the other side of the bracket, you have the world-renowned... Hawk Tua region, where the number one seed.
Oh, you got to give him that Hawk Tua.
I'll tell you, watch out for Hawk Tua.
The alternate name for that region is the Rico's Dentist region.
And the fourth region, the number one seed, it's the Wojo Dip region.
Nudies. Dip. Delicious.
I'm going to massage my cum.
That's the song region, kind of like a Group of Five region.
Right, yes. This is the American Conference.
Yeah, correct.
The AAC.
Yes.
But who knows? A song could be to drop. You never know.
That's right.
Very exciting. So why don't we at least reveal one region before the break, Stoney? Why don't you start with the Mike Chair region to give the seedings, and I believe they'll be able to see the seedings on the website or whatever.
Tweeted out, yes.
It's been tweeted out as well.
I do want to tell you something.
Yeah.
And this is official. Rico and I do not play a role in the seeding. We're not qualified. No. It's not our bit. This is a Stoney and Wojo production working with our wartime consigliere, Mr. David Hatchiman. I think there is an egregious seating by the committee.
We want to hear about it because I have a few egregiousnesses.
I think in the ridiculous furniture region, this 8-9 matchup, both of these seeds should have been kept away from the one seed.
Kenny, I'm like, the 9 seed could have gone so much further in any other region and it will be dead.
Well, and that's why you want to get the 10 seed. You should have lost some games.
That's what Izzo does. Well, just get worse.
But this could be the region of death because I'll tell you what it is. Watch out for the 7th seed in this region. All right, here we go.
All right, Stoney, reveal the chair region.
In the Mike Chair region, the top seed going up against the 16th seed.
I didn't have sex with a porn star.
Oh, you do not have a walkover, Mike, at all.
No, he does. No.
This is Virginia UMBC. Maybe.
Oh, dear God.
No.
And the winner of that takes on the winner of the one we talked about. The 8th seeded.
Please listen. It's free.
Against the 9th seed.
Can I get an amen?
Oh, my God. That's got to be a 4 seed.
I was stunned.
I know. You know what I think, just privately between us four? I think they wanted him knocked out early. That's what I'm thinking.
If he keeps demanding apologies from fans, I want to knock him out early.
We have we have the four seeded.
I'm actually sitting in the world headquarters right now.
This region is unbelievable.
Wait, how is that not a number one seed?
I think it's better. It should be a two seed. And whatever. Going up against the 13 seed.
Let it play out.
That hasn't made it in every single year. We have the 5-12 matchup, the fifth seed.
Oh, drunk Donovan Edwards. Got it.
Going against the 12th seed.
Who's we?
Well, that's constant.
Yes,
this region, it's like I was the number one overall seed. I went 31-3 on the season, and I got the toughest draw.
Yes.
Jay Billis is ripping this region right now.
The 6-11 matchup, the 6th seed.
Come see that black.
Wow.
Going up against the 11th seed.
Because I'm a cowboy. Yeehaw! Oh, my Josh Allen slander.
That's you. That doesn't sound like you.
The 3-14 matchup being played at, who cares?
In Seiko Fieldhouse.
The third seed.
Touchdown, Detroit black guy.
Watch out for Mike's imitation of Gus Johnson.
Going up against the 14th seed.
I'm a spicy garlic guy.
Hey, it's Tom.
The spicy garlic guy.
He's early entry for next year.
All right, 7-10.
The 7-10 matchup, the 7th seed.
Black Jobs.
Oh, that's
seventh seed.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
It was a late bloomer.
It's recency.
Going up against the 10th seed.
I'm going to make an assumption here, but are you African American?
You know they always do those little cutesy matchups,
and
then the committee swears up and down. We didn't do that on purpose.
It's like Kentucky would play like UMass because Cal used to coach. You know that
right? Or like when MSU played Davison with Foster Lawyer, only to meet Coach K in the second round.
That happened. Oh,
my God! You don't say. All right, 215.
And finally, hold on. Yes, the 215, the second seed.
What up, though?
Caller DJ.
Go up against the 15th seed.
What's your experience?
Oh, that
region's
again.
Brutal. So there will be no free rides for the chair drop.
So Mike is complaining like Tom Izzo on every Selection Sunday.
No, I don't understand it. All right.
I mean, I played a tough schedule.
We will go to the phones. Ticket texters, if you want to involve yourself in the Tiger Fiesta, that's fine, too.
We'll take a straw poll, too.
Are they actually in a wild card chase? And do they trade Scooble? We will begin in earnest. Is this the fifth, sixth?
I think it's the fifth
or sixth annual. 75th. Stoney and Wojo Drop Tournament, 97-1.